Rosen, 6 a.m. Monday, right here at WRJN. Stay here all weekend. It's exactly 9 o'clock right now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. Anguish in Altadena, California, after this homeowner weathered the wildfires.
Now you have the second potential disaster that you're facing.
Rain brought floods and mudslides to multiple areas left barren by the recent wildfires. CBS's Amanda Sarantino is in the Los Angeles neighborhood of Sierra Madre.
Search and rescue's been going through the area, trying to make sure people are safe, and they're going to different areas as well as that mud continues to trickle down. And we've also seen police. We're hearing sirens in the area too, so definitely a fluid situation. We have Pasadena Fire Department here. They're trying to make sure everybody's staying safe.
Setback for now for President Trump's plan to effectively mothball the U.S. Agency for International Development and lay off some 2,000 staffers. A federal judge has put a hold on that, as CBS's Natalie Brand tells us.
This temporarily will allow those funds to flow again, and the judge who issued this ruling also blocked the Trump administration from canceling foreign contracts that were made prior to President Trump's inauguration.
The president, meanwhile, is doubling down and then some on his tariff threats, this time to any country that has a tariff on the U.S.
Whatever they charge us, we're charging them.
Announcing his new plan in the Oval Office, President Trump said no country will be exempt from his reciprocal tariffs.
This applies to everybody across the board.
The term reciprocal tariffs may sound dry, but they could affect the price of almost everything.
That's because it's the consumer, not the exporting country, that pays for those tariffs. That was CBS's Nancy Cordes reporting. World leaders have gathered in Munich for an annual security conference, with the war in Ukraine high on the agenda, amid allied fears over President Trump's unilateral overtures to Russian President Putin.
European leaders are very much worried about the outcome. In a nutshell, they're afraid that Ukraine is going to be hung out to dry, that the United States and Russia will basically make a peace deal.
That was CBS's Elizabeth Palmer, and Vice President J.D. Vance has just told the world leaders, quote, there's a new sheriff in town. This just in, U.S. retail sales plunged last month, consumers pulling back after the holidays. Well, the love will be overflowing in the city of brotherly love today. Residents hailing their Super Bowl heroes, KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Hundreds of thousands of crazed Eagles fans are expected to line Broad Street for a parade to celebrate the Birds' Super Bowl 59 win. Many businesses along the parade route are closing for the day, but Insomnia Cookies will be open, says sales director Laura Carroll.
It's also Valentine's Day, our biggest day of the year.
The championship parade winds up with a ceremony on the famed Rocky steps of the Art Museum.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Saturday snow cleanup will be needed. The winter weather advisory starts at 6 tonight with 2 to 5 inches of snow expected, though totals may be lower near the state line. Snowfall rates could reach up to an inch per hour once the sun goes down. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine County saw a 17% increase in January home sales. Kenosha County saw a 15% decline in the same time period. The overall region saw a 5.5% increase, with Racine County also seeing a significant rise in new listings. Deputy Alejandro Lozano of the Racine County Sheriff's Office was honored as Employee of the Month for January. He was rewarded for his actions rescuing a driver from a burning vehicle. His bravery earned him a Certificate of Excellence and other awards. And a Racine lawyer with a diverse background in the Army, theater, and sports is being remembered through an obituary at Racine County Eye. Ron Halverson's story is a recommended read at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The
Bucks pull out the win in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went down to the wire. The Bucks holding on to win 103-101 over the Timberwolves. Doc Rivers challenged the Bucks defensively before the game to hold Minnesota to 100 points or less.
You know, it's funny. We set a goal and we didn't get it, but our goal was to hold them under 100. And they got 101. That's why the guys were like, no, yo, that was a goal for us going into the game. We knew scoring with the offense that we had out would be rough, but we thought we could really win the game with a defensive effort, and that's what we did.
So Milwaukee heads into the All-Star break in fifth place in the East with a record of 29-24. Baseball. The Brewers signing Tampa Bay Rays lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal worth over $1 million. Meanwhile, Brandon Woodruff says he is on schedule to return from Tommy John surgery.
Listen, I'm healthy. I'm coming into camp healthy. I just have to take different steps than everybody else, and when I'm ready, I'll be ready.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have more snow on the way late today, tonight through Saturday into Saturday night. We could end up with 4 to 6, maybe up to 7 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down on Saturday night into Sunday. Today, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy, 27. It's going to get really cold next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus. Welcome to Valentine's Day. And a special program today, the Nuggets, are a couple of nuggets about loving you. It's on the way.
Why do you fill me up?
I'll be over at 10. Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
I say hello.
but she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. She knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, and Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me today. It's Friday. And that feels good just saying that, but it's also Valentine's Day. And it's not too late to pick up one of those special Mannheim Steamroller romance CDs. Perfect for setting the mood and staying in the mood. And it's absolutely free. We'll be giving a couple away this morning at 11:15. Keep it here to win those. On WRJN.
Valentine's Day is Friday, and it's all about being sweet. O&H Danish Bakery knows more about being sweet than just about anyone. Their Valentine Cherry Heart Kringle will express your sentiments tastefully. Meant to be shared and enjoyed, this hand-formed heart kringle has a delicious Door County cherry filling with pink icing, and it's sprinkled with red sugar. Share and enjoy it with your Valentine. Go straight for the heart kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, The Personal Touch by Julie, Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. As spring approaches, it's the right time to celebrate new beginnings and brighten someone's day with a handcrafted floral arrangement. Their stunning blooms are delivered with care and rooted in family tradition, a truly beautiful way to say thank you. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 floral gift certificates for just $16. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. but our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Every story matters. And the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Another sad day in life, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Finn. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm, oh yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. Sing another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Sam Cooke. Every now and then, there's a song so good that I just step aside and let it play, like this one on WRJN.
Mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, bars, wagons, clutter your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless mounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at yourself.
by the cockeyed world in two. Throw your pride to one side, it's the least you can do. Beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
You up to speed on what's going on out there. Stuart J. Waddles, the guy who'll do it for you with this update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A tale of two counties when it comes to January home sales numbers. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says Racine County saw a 17% jump in year-to-year January home sales. In the same time period, Kenosha County saw a 15% decline. The entire region saw a 5.5% increase compared to last year. Listings were way up in Racine County, with 22% more homes hitting the market in January. Listings were down in Kenosha County.
Realtors say the market is adjusting to the interest rate hike from 2 years ago, but that the main trouble in the market is due to the lack of new home construction. Hopefully, you're ready for more. A winter weather advisory goes into effect at 6 tonight, with forecasts indicating 2 to 5 inches through tomorrow morning. Totals may be lower the closer you get to the state line. A Kenosha man has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for his role in a 2023 fatal hit and run. The incident involved Scott Mangilino Jr., who himself was a suspect in another hit and run that took place earlier the same day. William Kaprovic turned himself in after seeing his vehicle on social media. A Racinian to remember is being spotlighted at the Racine County Eye. There's an obituary on the site for a Racine lawyer whose life was much more than just the law. Ron Halverson had a background in the Army, the theater, and had a love of sports. Read all about Ron and his life at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We have more snow on the way late today, tonight through Saturday into Saturday night. We could end up with 4 to 6, maybe up to 7 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down on Saturday night into Sunday. Today, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy, 27. It's going to get really cold next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Remember that I played this song by Buffalo Springfield in a few minutes when I play the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. They're related, sort of. WRJN.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought
ticket is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trait. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. But I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And if you're thinking that the band named themselves after the middle finger, you're wrong. They named themselves after a song title, the Bad Finger Blues or Boogie or something like that. One of those. Badfinger, great band, and proteges of the Beatles. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on this Valentine's Day deals with love, of course. Both of them do, actually, this morning's and this afternoon's. This morning's is next on WRJN.
Love is in the air at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Spread kindness this February with the Love Chain fundraiser. For just $1, add a link to the growing Love Chain. And every dollar collected will directly support Oak Ridge Care Center here in Union Grove. So, whether you're grabbing your favorite coffee or simply looking to brighten someone's day, be part of something special with Just Brew It on Main Street. Because even the smallest acts of love can make the biggest impact. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's the vault door. And here's the first of two Dan Marcus Wax Museum nuggets for the day. This first one, written by Stephen Stills. Now, remember a couple of minutes ago, I told you to remember that I played For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield? That song was written and sung by Stephen Stills. Well, this first nugget of the day, also written by Stephen Stills and recorded by Buffalo Springfield. It was on their first album, same album as For What It's Worth. But to my knowledge, it was never released as a single. Now, the Stephen Stills Buffalo Springfield version became kind of an underground hit, if you will. But 1966 was the year for the Mojo Men. Sit down, I think I love you. Our Valentine's Day Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN.
Sit down.
Just try.
Song for Valentine's Day. The Mojo Men was produced by Sylvester Stallone, Sly Stone of Sly and the Family Stone, although he never recorded with them. He was a member of the band for a while. So that's the first of two I Love You, Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets of the Day. The next one coming at 1:45-ish on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. News, timeless hits, WRJN, and Creedence Clearwater Revival. Willie and the Poor Boys hanging out down in the corner, scraping for nickels and dimes. WRJN.
Down on the corner, out here. Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
News on the Hour, sponsored by